Now, I want to just think a little bit this morning about why should we give thanks? And so that's pretty obvious why. Well, let me just make the obvious to us. And number one, let me suggest this. We are to give thanks because God commands it. We are to give thanks because God commands it. Now here, he's talking in the context of sacrifices which were to be freely and willingly made. But let's have a look in Ephesians chapter 5. And in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, as Paul writes about the Spirit-filled life. Now the Spirit-filled life has got a lot of connotations for different people. But the Spirit-filled life is merely a life led under the total control of the Spirit of God. He is to fill us, he is to control us in every area of our lives. The fruit of that will be, verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you back up just a couple of verses to verse 17... just so you understand, this is the will of God. Verse 17 says, wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. The will of the Lord is, be not drunk with wine in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. The will of the Lord is, speaking yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The will of the Lord is, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, Hebrews says, by him we offer these sacrifices of praise continually, even the fruit of our lips. Now, here Paul says we are to give thanks always, that's the continually, for all things. And we need to ask ourselves, do we do that? Are we following that instruction, giving thanks always for all things? Not for most things, not for nearly everything, but are we giving thanks for all things, every event, every situation, everything about our lives, are we giving thanks to God? In 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5, in verse 18, again we find out what the will of God is in this matter of being thankful. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, here God's word says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. Now in Ephesians he says, for all things we're to give thanks. But here he says, in everything. In every situation we are to give thanks to God. You say, well, that gets a little bit tricky sometimes. That gets a little bit difficult. There are times when I don't feel very thankful. Well, if you've never felt in that situation where I don't feel thankful, but I know God wants me to be thankful, if you've never been there, then maybe you could see me later on. I'd like to know how you got to that place where you've just been always so happy to be thankful in every situation that's ever come into your life. But whether our feelings tell us that or not, God says in everything, give thanks. In every situation, whatever that might be, whether it's a financial problem we've got, then we're to give thanks. If it's a health situation, whether it's good, bad or indifferent, whatever it is, in everything we're to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now you can see where the sacrifice bit comes in at times. Here am I, I'm going through a difficult time in my life perhaps, and there's some hardship and some tests and trials. And yet God says, I want you to give thanks. So I don't feel thankful at all. You might be more spiritual than me, but there are times when I don't feel thankful about some. I don't feel thankful about some things. Notice there's a difference between feeling thankful and being thankful. I can still give thanks to God, even though I maybe don't feel too thankful. See the difference.